I'd like to invite you to our scripture today. It's in Mark chapter 6, and it's verses 1 through 13. If you would join me in that, Mark, the 6th chapter. Things move fast in Mark, as we discerned last week with our story in a story. Remember the woman who needed, Jesus was on the way to heal a little girl, and a woman needed his help along the way. Jesus stopped and healed her, and by the time he got to the place where the little girl was, she had died. And he took her hands and brought her up, raised her to life again. It was a sweet story, but an urgency to it because of the way one story was nestled inside the other. Well, this story today is the follow-up on that story. It's from Mark 6. We read from Mark 5 last week. And it's another story of Jesus and his disciples. And this story follows nicely upon the one that we shared last week. Let us hear now these words, and in them listen for the word of the Lord. Mark 6, 1 through 13. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown. His disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many who heard him were surprised. Where did this man get all this? What's this wisdom that he has been given? What about the powerful acts accomplished through him? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't he Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? They were repulsed by him, and they fell into sin. And Jesus said to them, "Prophets are honored everywhere except in their hometown, among their relatives, and in their own households." Jesus was unable to do any miracles there, except that he had placed his hands on a few sick people and healed them. He was appalled by their disbelief. Then Jesus traveled through the surrounding villages, teaching. He called for the 12, and he sent them out in pairs. He gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for their journey except a walking stick. No bread, no bags, no money in their belts. He told them to wear sandals, but not to put on two shirts. He said, "Whatever house you enter, remain there until you leave that place. If a place doesn't welcome you or listen to you, then as you leave, shake the dust off your feet as a witness against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should change their hearts and lives. They cast out many demons, and they anointed many sick people with olive oil and healed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have a lot of Jesus' miracles. Stories of his healing and his helping and his loving people that are all centered right around the Sea of Galilee. There is often mentioned, especially in Matthew, I believe, a collection of towns called the Decapolis, means 10 cities. And all of those 10 were right around the perimeter of the Sea of Galilee. And those are the villages where Jesus taught and worked and lived and healed and raised people from the dead. Sometimes I imagine that he would walk from one village to another. He and his his entourage of disciples. Sometimes they would get in a boat and go across to the other side. It was a shortcut, not far. They were fishermen anyway. There were boats everywhere. And I remember one occasion where we read of Jesus sitting in one of those boats teaching the crowd. The crowd had pressed in upon him so much that he had to get away and get some distance. And he actually got in a boat and did the teaching from the boat. I think that's a sweet story because I remember times I've been on the water, how voices carry on the water. You can call from one boat to another and be heard because of the way the water reflects your voice. I think that's a pretty neat way to think about Jesus teaching the crowd. But in this lesson today, Jesus does something that we all like to do. He goes home. He goes back to his hometown. And his disciples go with him. He probably wanted to introduce them to some of his folks. And on the Sabbath, which occurred while they were there, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. And the people that heard him were surprised. Where did he get this teaching? Where did he get these words, these stories, they thought? Where did he learn to do this? There was a little bit of built-in familiarity because this was Jesus' hometown. This was the place where he had been raised, probably Nazareth. It was a village where he was well known and the people kind of were familiar with him. And so they were a little bit doubtful of his power. It says in verse 5 that Jesus was unable to do any miracles there. Well, perhaps that was because the people didn't believe in him. They didn't believe that he would be able to. They didn't have the faith. And you know, I think we can't do our own miracles. But if we ask God to do us a miracle, we have to believe that God can do it. Or it's not going to happen. We have to participate in that faith. And I think in this place, in Jesus' hometown, they were not able to invest that faith in him. Perhaps they knew him too well. After all, they knew how he played as a child. And they knew how he had grown up and changed before their very eyes. And they knew his family. They knew his brothers and sisters. This is one of the places where we have all four of those brothers named: James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. Did you know Jesus had a brother named Judas? Apparently Judas was a pretty popular name because there are lots of people named Judas. We know of the one that became famous for the kiss. But these family members hanging around kind of made it sort of feel like it was old home week, I guess. And the people who were around who knew of this Jesus and some of the stories that they'd heard about him could not witness his power there. Perhaps because their own faith was limited and was weak. It stands out to me that it says he was unable to do any miracles there. It seems like it's odd to say that Jesus was unable. It does go on later in the sentence to say, except a few. There were a few miracles. But he was apparently limited by their disbelief, which is kind of profound to understand that Jesus' miracle ability was dependent in some extent upon the faith of those people who needed healing and hope. He was appalled by their disbelieving. And it kind of tickles me that it says he was able to do no miracles there, except that he placed his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. That seems pretty significant. That even in that context, where the faith was not coming forth from the people around him, he was still able to heal a few sick people. But But it speaks to us that our faith is important, and our faith and confidence and our hope in Christ is essential, that we have to begin with that hope. We have to begin with that confidence in order to experience the full measure of the hope and the healing and the help that Christ has to offer us. Jesus went on to other villages after that. And calling the 12 disciples, he sent them out in pairs and told them odd things. When you go out to do the work of the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God, take nothing but a walking stick. Wear sandals on your shoes and accept the hospitality of those who offer it, for fruit will be born from those relationships. And they proclaimed, change your hearts and your lives. As they walked about the cities of the Decapolis, the villages around the Sea of Galilee, they said, as Jesus told them to say, change your hearts and lives. And they cast out demons and they anointed the sick and they healed people in the name of Jesus Christ. They anointed them with oil, olive oil, which is prominent in that land and is broadly known as the light of the world, because that's the oil that they use in lamps to make light. Gives real meaning to Jesus' claim to be the light of the world. Anoint these people, he said, with olive oil, with the light of the world. Not just oil, but the oil of Christ, the oil of confidence and hope and light that we share in the Lord. They went out proclaiming that people should change their lives, and they, in spite of the fact that many didn't believe, they were able to heal people and cast out demons and anoint sick people and heal them and bring them hope. So, fun to see Jesus in his hometown. Like local kids putting on a play, sometimes no one takes them too seriously, you know? You just kind of say, oh, aren't they cute? But in this story, Jesus not only was able to prevail even in that hometown setting and absolutely do miracles, but he was able to teach his disciples to do the same and to do the healing that they were to do in his power and in his grace. Jesus promises, my grace is sufficient for you, and I will give you power even in weakness. As we come to the table today, let us come weak in our own hearts, weak in our own, maybe in our own confidence. But let us leave strengthened and filled not only with the oil of hope, with the fruit of the vine and the bread of the earth, but with the confidence of knowing that in Christ we can do what we need to do. In Christ we can have hope. And in Christ we can spread the light of the world.